Whether you love Trump or whether you love Bernie, both sides have just some diehard fans, so, you know, I'm going to piss like 70% of the population off, you know, by the time that I'm done. Okay, all of you guys are pissed off. He said, what the Trump? Oh, nobody says that to Trump. You know, you come out better making fun of his mom than saying something to Trump now. It's just like, wow, who would have thought it? You know, if you went back with the DeLorean in 2004, you're like, man, dude, you don't think that's the smartest dude ever. He knows everything better than everybody. And it just makes you happy. So you wear his hat and you donate to his campaign. You celebrate his successes and you mourn his heartache. You would never have guessed of Donald Trump. Really? Because here's the thing. Donald Trump is sitting at the right hand of Jesus. God, who? What? Pat Robertson? What did you just say? Anyway, we won't muddy the water talking about that. And then Bernie, these folks over here, Bernie, like Bernie. No, and no, I can't talk to Bernie. Bernie is not gonna listen. Bernie has been set in his ways for a long time. Bernie, there's nothing too leftist for Bernie. There was a far left Communist Party. Bernie would have been there like at 23 years old. So we won't talk, and that's fine. That's fine. If socialism is your thing, but seriously, if you were that committed to socialism and you want to get involved in politics, perhaps we can go up to Canada, go to Europe. There are other places where socialism, it doesn't work there, but you might have a chance in hell of getting elected. You know, just being like, I'm socialist! What are you gonna do, Bernie? Well, first of all, I'm going to raise your taxes to 70%. Hold on, man. Flag, all the flags. Man, everybody should be throwing a flag on that play. You know, but the whole stadium is cheering. Bernie! We need this man. We really need this man. And they're like, okay. And it's like, let's say, Bernie, let's say that's your plan. That's your plan. Then don't tell anybody about it. That's gonna be one of those surprises that politicians will just pull right out the back and be like, "Bow." That's what you gotta do. You gotta get more Hillary-esque with it. See, Hillary wouldn't make that. Hillary might be trying to plan it. Maybe she was planning to raise your taxes to 95% because she read that rate work better. I don't know. But she wouldn't come out and just say it. But, you don't understand what that sounds like to a lot of folks in America who didn't grow up with, in another country. Now here's another thing. When we talk about, how is this supposed to work in the real world? Like first, healthcare, $32 trillion a year for healthcare? $32 trillion a year. How? And then somehow that's supposed to make us, according to Bernie, it's going to actually make us $2 trillion, or did he say $2 billion? Who knows? I don't know what he said, because like what he that the whole thing is so ridiculous. Somehow, by spending $32 trillion, not billion, $32 billion, we could do that just like that. $32 trillion, and for perspective, how many stars do you think are in the sky? You need like $5 from every star in Milky Way, Andromeda, and just this whole neighborhood of galaxies, man. If every one of those stars gave you $5, and how many? There's a lot of, and all the grains of sand on all the beaches on Earth decided they were going to chip in too and give you another $5, you know, so we can, you know, get everybody. You still would not have enough money, honey, okay? Like, these numbers don't make sense in reality. Now, and because of this, And you know, he wants to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour. That's, but according to Bernie, that's not enough. He wants to actually go high, higher than 15. He is just like, 15, that's a third. You're going to pay some kid $30,000 to flip burgers? You're paying his teacher $34,000? Oh, we're going to pay teacher. Well, where are we getting all this money, man? Do you understand how this works? I mean, are you printing more money? Like they did in like the Weimar Republic before Hitler came to power, where it cost like $234 billion to get a loaf of bread. Like the money was so worthless, they had so little of it, they could only print one side. They couldn't even afford the ink to print on the other side. And so people, the money was so worthless, they would just write their notes on the money. Just blah, 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 blah. It was just, do you want that kind of worthless money? Because that's what you're going to get if you elect Bernie, because the market will collapse. The market will collapse. If that market doesn't collapse, I will. If that's what he wants, his D-I-C-K. If he wins with a Democratic, like if he wins and the Dems take the Senate, so they control the entire government like Trump does now, but all of a sudden the Democrats, pow, now we got it. The markets will collapse. How many bubbles will burst at the same time? We'll realize we didn't. Well, we, you know, this whole the credits, derivatives, this swap, this whole thing that, you know, caused the Great Recession. Well, again, kind of doing it again. But hey, we've got stress tests and stuff like that. But, you know, the banks are just throwing money around, and we have $1 trillion deficits already. We can't go any lower on the interest rates. We don't really have a lot of tools at our disposal, and we're in a very precarious position monetarily. So anything could come along, like Bernie winning the election and the Democrats taking everything. That is just like, bye, economy, bye, see you later. And then what will happen? Let's just take this little thought, you know, experiment further, okay? What will happen after that? Well, you know Trump. You know, the president is not going to okay, you guys got elected in the market class. You know, we obviously, Bernie, you know, we can't let you take over. And then all these guys over here, and some people around the world are going to be like, you guys elected Bernie Sanders? What did you think was going to happen? What did you think was going to happen? Hey, guys, 20-somethings, come on, get millennials. Come on, guys. Let's go. Come on, over here. Follow me. Baby, into reality. Yeah, hey. Welcome. Sit down. Everything costs a little bit. Sit down on that chair. How much did that chair cost? Huh? We don't need to buy everybody a chair like that. Let's sit down. Sit down and shh. Okay? If socialism worked, if socialism could work anywhere on earth, it would be in Germany. Okay? Now, socialism would work infinitely better in Germany than it would work in the United States of America. That's just the truth. Okay? I've lived in Germany. I could write a dissertation on why that is the case. But socialism was tried in Germany. And then we had this place, we had two Germanys. We had East Germany, they were the socialist, communist people. And we had the free enterprise guys over here, living like the rest of everybody else in the democracies. They weren't, you know, you go over here, it's just drab, and it's just like everybody's sitting on top of each other. The cars are from like 1933, before Hitler even came to power. You know, that one, he got that car. Before January 30th, 1933, he's driving in that car. You see all these old cars. Or you go to Cuba. Or you go to pretty much any socialist experiment in the history of Earth has either failed, most of them did with this fall of the Soviet Union, or they morphed into a hybrid where they open up the economy. They realize that the free market and the invisible hand of capitalism is pretty much the only thing that you can truly count on when it comes to economics, the invisible hand of capitalism. So, the thing is, if money, you can't just print it and it rise the value of it, you know, you don't, and that's the only way that Bernie's plan would work, is if the more money you print it, the more valuable it got, like exponentially. So when you say $32 trillion is how much it's going to cost, and like you have, well, who's going to be paying for that? Okay, we've got these people over here already absorbing the shock. Their payroll went up $40,000. Now we got to give them what, full medicine? Oh wow, we're paying for that too. You got it. Well, what? So what's happening? How are we feeling when we're sitting in the business, you know, meetings, or we're sitting at the dinner table with our spouses, and like, man, we can't afford to keep this. Like, this is real, and it's just like, I don't think that you young whippersnappers totally get how real, how much of a disaster. And just like, okay, Bernie can't be the guy. Bernie, really, I know that he's a popular guy, because America is stuck on this populist, anti-intellectual feel-good. You know, it's more about how he makes me feel, and how he makes me feel about myself and the future and my country and the stars in the sky. And there just aren't enough of them to pay for our health care. Guys, $32 trillion? Like, imagine if you just tried to, I mean, you just, can you comprehend that? How much money that is? Well, Bernie can't. Bernie, trillion, billion, zillion, man. Whatever, man. A quadrillion? Is that what? Well, if it's going to cost a quadrillion, and that means that even two children don't have to go to bed hungry, then that's what it's going to cost, right? You know, two quadrillion. It's like you walk into, like, liberals, when it comes to economics and like the real world of how stuff works and on, like, on Earth, like in planet and on the planet, you know, for the history of time. You know, you do anything, you have any kind of collective society, a market's going to get started. A market will be formed, okay? And when you jump in and try to, you know, to organize the market, just let the market go. Now, don't, we got to pass laws, and we need legislation to keep, like, healthcare providers from fleecing Americans. We got to get those prices down, like, way down. And then we'll find the money to pay for it. But why would we buy, you know, we cover everybody with these crazy high prices? You go to the hospital, get an IV. How much does the IV cost to produce and to manufacture? $1. $1. $1. $1. Okay? When it hits your hospital bill, how much is it? Well, that depends. At the bare minimum, it's going to be about $130. All right. Now these are real world figures. I'm not making stuff up. It does cost a dollar to manufacture. It's about $130. That's pretty much, you know, where you're going to get. Now, let's just say that someone had to put some iron in there, like for an iron infusion to go into your arm. How much is that going to be? No, not a gold. No. Gold. Yeah, get a gold. A gold, 24-karat gold drip would be kind of, I don't know if it would help with anemia either, like iron would, but iron is a little cheaper than gold. So guess how much? $1,600. $1,600. And it's like, oh, you need two rounds. You don't even know. You get back and all of a sudden you owe how much? And you feel like you want to kill somebody. You get look at your ability. Yeah, they are out of their minds. I would have eaten a bottle of iron. Had, you know, that I would have just died, man. Just die. Just go. Just be, you know, just, oh, Lord, I'm just too tired to live. I'm so anemic. Just to pay this. You know, I'm not dying. I'm not going anywhere. I'm trying to make a point. I'm not trying to die. I'm trying to live, okay? But I can't live getting just pointed up the bong bong. Every time I turn around, the worst thing to be on earth is in the middle class. That's the worst thing, man. Be poor, be rich. Don't be in the middle. I can tell you from firsthand experience, because I've been it all, seriously. Because as low as you can go to as high as you can go, and ended up in the middle. It started in the middle. It kind of went up, then went down, then went way down. I have nothing. Like, my girlfriend has to pay for my... Well, pretty much has to pay. My girlfriend has to pretty much pay. Because I'm a musician, you know. But to be honest with you, when you look at my account, you look in there as they do, I got $2.37. Let's see if I can get anything on this menu. I can't. Hey, man, he bought me a drink. You know, it was like that. Or you're playing at the thing and you didn't need to buy a drink. But they just played music and that's it. So it's poor. Then I went to the upper middle class where me and my girl, with the support of her family and my family, could live a good, comfortable, upper middle class lifestyle. Broke up with her. Had a really, really poor period. Met another girl who is in a class that you can't imagine if I told you how much, you know, this girl. Well, how much this girl weighs money, we'll say that. Like, is this long distance right now? Okay, oh really? Really? Can you please use something else? I'll call you because you can't use WhatsApp in Dubai. Or at least you couldn't. Yeah, she's from Dubai. Well, she lived in Dubai. Oh. And you can say that she also paid for, you know, the down payment on my car, my current car, after we broke up, as a favor to me. You know, because she could. She said, don't worry about it. And I was like, no, I'll get it back to you. I gave her some of it back. But I've seen it all, you know, as far as just like I can imagine what it's like to live. And so I'm here to tell you, man, middle class with a household, with a family, like where you've done everything you're supposed to do in the middle class. Middle class with adult responsibilities. That's the worst thing. That is the worst thing to be, my friend. First of all, you're fighting. You're fighting every day. Because, I mean, you're trying to keep this thing together. This thing. You guys built this thing. You've done everything. And it didn't quite turn out how. And you have this. You have all of this. But You're not that happy. Why? Because you'd be more happy as a slave in the Roman Empire or somewhere else on earth, you know, without as much money. And God help you if you're stuck in traffic. If you have to drive through traffic to get to work, and then you have your wife on the phone, just like, she has a right to do this. You know, maybe you did. I'm just saying, that's the reality I'm trying to paint for you. Or, you know, let's say that you're a woman and you have all the responsibilities of like everything on you. And so you call your husband and he can't do one thing because he's tired and he wants to go home, and you've done like 45 things and you still got like 15 more to do before you're home. You have a right to lose your mind at him. Okay? Now, there's certain times I go a little rough on the ladies, I understand, but there are certain times where you do have a right to lose your mind, because it's not fair. It's not fair what this society does to you. You know, we can do things about that to make it a little bit easier. And I have plans and I have ideas. Like one, Once we do the war on waste, gonna save so much freaking money. It's just gonna bring in German efficiency experts, gonna come over here. We're gonna get like the Bobs on Office Space, where we just go through the whole government. Oh, everywhere. And everywhere I see a cut, that's where I'm gonna cut. We're not gonna cut the humanities, the art programs, all these stupid cuts that, you know, these folks over here are talking about. No, we're gonna cut these corporate subsidies. We're going to cut all this pork. We're going to cut maybe this whole agency. We're still trying to figure out what they do, you know, as far as like, what do you guys do as far as an education? Because education sucks. We're using the same system that was conceived in the 19th century, designed for the Industrial Revolution. And that's still, technology and entertainment has evolved to the point where it's virtual reality. But this education system, it's just retarded. It's just retarded, and it just continues to get more retarded. And if you talk to a teacher, and they were really honest with you, and you ask them, would you recommend teaching as a profession? They really have to shake their head no. Considering what they would be making if they used, they had to go to grad school, man. First of all, that's expensive, okay? Second of all, it's not as easy as you might think. But at least if you get through it, you can come out, you know, starting off, you know, making $20,000 higher than you would teaching. And so it's just not fair. The most important job in the world is the lowest paid. And that, oh, I would revolutionize education and to such an extent where the kids are going to be trying to put me on Mount Rushmore. And I'm going to be like, no, kiddies, there's just not there's not enough space for my big head, please. You just put a poster of me like this, you know. Just a poster, like, in the cafeteria. Just, like, saying peace to you when you walk out the door. Like, no more homework for you. No more homework. Fuck no more homework. Okay? No, there's other models that I've seen in Europe that work exponentially better than this. We're going to do our own model, and we're going to give an education system totally designed for the students. These students that the system is supposed to be serving. Like, for example, what works over here? In the West End, where there's trees, and there's garages, and there's moms, and there's dads. And there's where most black folks live, to be honest with you, in the middle class, not all poor and homeless, or, you know, damn near living off the government, with, you know, 45 baby daddies. We ain't all like that. But there's so many of us like that when you go to the city, middle of the city, there's just so many that you just pretty much. And then the music and the culture, and that's celebrated, you know, that poverty lifestyle. You would just assume, you go out the country, that all black folks are just like, you find out you're black, and like, they think, you know, you grew up in the Catskills. No, not the Catskills. That was a nice place where Mike Tyson grew up. He grew in Brownsville. Oof. Yeah, he grew up in a horrific place. He used that word, and it's like, yeah, that's right, horrific. Where you go there, you just like want to get out. Imagine if that's where you were born, because you can't get out, you're trapped. You know, but if you come, if you aren't grown from there, you get there, everything's telling you, get out of here. What are you doing here? Take that off. Put that in your pocket. Where are you? What are you trying to do? Oh, no, dude. No, I'm fine. I'm here. It's not that unsafe. You know, we got to take it. You know, there's certain times where, like, a musician might need to go to the hood. So you go up to a brother and say, hey, man, you know where, like, the bad part of town is? Like, over here? Okay. Just go this. Damn, I just need your direction. Yeah, what direction? East, west? Where do I need to? What part of town? East, west, north, south? Where do I need to go? Just point me in the direction. I will drive there, and I will see. And I will know, you know, that I'm heading to the right place. Ooh, okay. Oh, there we go. All right. Yeah, there we go. Liquor store. Convenience store. Beauty supply. Check cashing, yeah. Convenience store, a liquor store. Check cashing, no grass. Okay. This is now I gotta find a project. You know, and then I have to go and convince these people that I'm not 5'0". That's because if I was a black dude, I could go up and be like, yo, but since I'm walking up with my skippy ass and I don't look like I'm homeless, they might think, you know, they're like, well, hold on, who are you with? Why are you here? So you have to be like, hopefully find somebody with some dreads, some locks, and just be like, okay, I'm trying to fucking find some working out. I'm not 5'0". When I had dreadlocks, it was like, look at the locks. I'm not 5'0". We don't have any, you know, we don't have any affiliation with the police right here. I'm not gonna turn you in for helping a brother out. I'm a musician. I need some. Then that's what you always like. Yeah, no, I need some. Oh, you need some beats? Okay, we could do something. If you can help me find some arm. And then once he says yeah, like okay, cool. Some good. Like some of the can, you know where it's, I mean, you can find some loud. Like, ah! Like, because loud, you just don't have to smoke as much. You just, so find some loud, right? So, yeah. There are times where you have to go to the hood. But for the most part, there's a feeling that you get inside that tells you to get out. It's like, you don't belong here. You're not wanted here. You know, the people gonna hurt you here. You know, if you stay, like, or maybe you just missed the sights of the green grass and shopping centers and just all of this stuff. Because they're now for children to grow up in that situation. They need an education system that is geared to them. That was designed with them in mind. What do they need? Well, first of all, there needs to be some motherfucking discipline. So what am I going to do? I'm going to bring, you know, get the soldiers, these men, these young men. Yeah, everybody's going to get a little brother. Everybody. And if we run out of soldiers, if we don't have enough soldiers to give everybody someone to be accountable to, then, and they don't need to be there every day, but they also need to be a phone call away. Like, hey, when the teacher, listen. You want me to call? You know, Corporal McDuffie or whatever his name is, he might be McDuffie, a white dude. A white man can put the fear of God on a little black kid. Are you kidding me? Especially if he's dressed in a uniform with taking a lesson. Listen, man, you need to calm the fuck down, okay? And he's got that, you know, he's seen some combat, and he has stuff, like, you see in his eyes. He came back with some shit, you know, like, he's looking at this kid and say, you need to calm down, you know? You really need to calm down right now, you know? And that kid's gonna calm down. He's looking at this dude with these muscles, and it's just like, okay. And then you get those big black dudes where nobody messes with them. They walk in and he's like, "You, God help you, if one of those is your big brother." And you're like, "You want to go? Please don't call him, no, because he might do stuff. He has the liberty to do shit that you're, even if he did shit, your dad or your mom or your nobody, nobody's gonna come up here and say anything to him. He's gonna walk in and be like, yeah." You know, those are those lucky dudes who can just walk around in life where people are just like, oh, damn. Let me, what is this dude want here? Hey, man. The big burly self. Where's the little guy? Like, out there he is. And you're sitting there and it's like, because those guys come up, because I'm thinking of just people that I know, and, you know, this is one dude. I'm friends with, but he was my commanding officer in ROTC. No, in JROTC, actually. and then I'm thinking, oh no, it's Jermaine, man, Jermaine. And then just like, whoa. Dude. Wow, man, nobody even had to tell Jamal to sit down. He just kind of, Jermaine walked in the room and he just kind of. Nobody is like, I'm not trying to fight him. You, if I'm not trying to fight with this dude, you certainly are. I'm a grown man and I'm not trying to mess with this dude. So if you piss this dude off, let's say you say something to a teacher that was just, and he comes in here pissed off and you know he's trying to take you somewhere. You just have to just hope in your heart that we're not going to let anything, you know, anything. Like, you're not going to lose your life. But you might be scared. You might be afraid to die going forward. And that's what we need. First and foremost, we don't have enough men in these children's lives at all. So they don't trust men. They learn how to be men from these little dudes who aren't men. That are just parading around. But they have the money and the power and the bitches and they have the life. So there's so many things that we have got to do, and there's so many things that folks that need to understand. And I'm just, you know, here to tell you. What I know is right now, as bad as our choices were as last election, now this is just a disaster. Okay, this is the most damned if you do, damned if you don't situation that I've ever seen. And then, but like 70% of the population are just like, oh, they kinda, you know, they like Trump over there, they like Bernie over here, and we're looking, you know, and there are 30% of the folks in the middle that are just looking back and forth, like, you know, one of the old Pong games. Doom, doom, doom. Then look at the Libertarian Party, and that dude, he has a boot on his head. Another guy has a big yellow hat. This one right here, named Arvin, is a pedophile apologist. He believes that the age of consent should be 13. A child should be able to say, hey, if she wants to have sex with an adult, let him go to it. He doesn't believe in public education either. He believes, and then this guy right here, Adam, he just wants to abolish the whole government. That's what he promises to do on day one, is to get power and then abolish the whole government, because he's an anarchist. And they aren't a political party because they do not win political office. They are a debating society trying to encourage people to pay their stupid dues and get the stupid yellow and black card. So they're not an option. So we have no options here. No options except for one. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. Woo, yeah. Your day ain't had a hold on me. They just don't know me. Boom. I forgive you if you don't know me. I forgive you. But I'm going to tell you what. The war always. The war always. I will cut so much money from the federal government. Some conservatives would be trying to make a statue out of me, and I would say, please don't do that. God gives me the strength and the wisdom and the common sense to know who this agency, who it has to flee. Boo, he's gone outside, sending some folks to unemployment, but they will get other jobs because this is how it's done in Washington. Don't cry for them, Argentina. Don't cry for them. They'll be all right, Argentina. You worry about you. You worry about your kids. You worry about the fact that we're running a $1 trillion deficit. And we're headed for a collapse. We do it with Bernie. You know, it comes quick. Or we just do it. We're just heading for somewhere. And hey, if we have to go there, we have to go there. That's, I'm not going to cry. But at the same time, it's hard to figure out or plan for the future. If you know, you're going into the great unknown. And that's where we're headed now. Now, Donald Trump, I am sorry, Donald Trump is not smarter than me. And I'm sorry that you cannot convince me that he is. Trade wars are not good or easy to win. I cannot believe that he thought Kansas City, Missouri was, and the stadium was in Kansas City, Kansas. I still can't believe. Not saying, I knew that there were two Kansas cities. Please don't tell me. Now you're insulting my intelligence. Okay? It's not about my intelligence. Okay? It's about President Trump.
Okay, don't look, don't stop. Are you looking at me again? Are we talking about intelligence and you're looking back at me? Okay? I knew about Kansas City, Missouri. I knew Michael Jackson when he was gone to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. I said I was going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. They got farms and the cows and I'm gonna milk me one. No, he wasn't talking about that Kansas City. You know? No. He wasn't talking about that. I don't know. I'm sure they have some pretty girls there. But they're more spaced out. But he decided that he was, he sent out a congratulatory. And I'm sure that he just, the red helmets and just somehow he just decided. I mean, he kind of took credit for it somehow. Because in his brain, in his mind, every good thing that happens under the sun is thanks to him, and we should all thank him. Like it was thank Stalin for our happy childhood. You know, like, no, dude, you have megalomaniac and maniacal and psychopathic tendencies, to be honest with you. There aren't too many people on Earth who are as out of touch with reality. There aren't too many people on Earth who think about themselves as much as you do, President Trump. Now, let's say I get mad and you say something to offend my friend. Let's say I had a friend, right? And let's say my friend had a handicap. Let's say he's a smart guy, he's a brilliant writer, but because you didn't like something that he wrote, you're gonna make fun of my friend's handicap on stage. Mr. Author of Fake News, you are the biggest perpet. You are fake news. You are fake. Everything about you is fake. Even your Twitter claims that you're real is fake. You're not the real Donald Trump. There is not a real Donald Trump. It's a pile of shit surrounded by this gold, this bulbous, this round, the porpoise looking, and you have the nerve to call people fat. Your ass can't get any wider, man. Seriously, have you ever looked at your ass? You need a wide scope lens, but next time I saw a picture, you were kind of, I guess you kind of lost your footing or you were climbing out of a sand bunker, but boy, was that a wide ass. And I don't go around making fun of people with wide asses, Mr. Trump. However, people with wide asses cannot throw biscuits, okay? You put the biscuit down. You eat so many Big Macs, I'm waiting for, like, man, when is that cholesterol gonna hit that nigga's heart? Come on. Why the good die young? And this dude just keeps on going. Just defiant. He believes the exercise. You get a finite amount of exercise energy. And the more exercise you use, the more that you use. The more that you lose, that's what you use. You know, you use is what you lose. That's what he believes. And you're going to tell me that am I lying? Oh, but you're a Trump fan and you don't want to hear that. What? Because he doesn't want to let the immigrants in? I don't want to just open the doors and let everybody in either. A case could be made. My immigration system, not only does it make sense, but it's more stringent than Trump's. We bring in exactly what we need. Now, we need some folks who is to pick some apples. We give them bracelets that they can't take off. We work out some incentives and some precautions so they will not take these bracelets off. And these bracelets will entitle them to work in this country, make as much money as they can. And then when the apple picking season is over, if there's not another job, then they go back home with their money. Now, if they have a child while they're over here as a temporary worker, that child is a Mexican citizen or Argentina or any citizen. Because birthright citizenship, that was when we had to take ships to get over here. So if you have a child over here, I mean, it's like, well, he's a citizen here. But that's not the case now. So just because they're an American citizen, now they're entitled, and now, you have more of a claim to to stay in this country because your child is in this country. And because your child, and so does their family. And that's how, and that's what a lot of folks on the right don't like. And then when they ask you guys, who wants to, or the Democrats on that stage, who wants to give illegal immigrants free health care? You all raised your hands like what? You all raised your hand. I wish I could have been on that stage. I would have had my hands like at my sides with the attitude. Just sitting there shaking my head like a black mama that just like just can't believe, you know. Not only can't believe what she's seeing, what she just witnessed, you do, and she's just shaking her head in agreement, like because she knows what she's going to say. I would have torn into those people like a fucking like hurricane, and then maybe they would have just been booing me and throwing popcorn. It's like, oh my God, like okay, you guys don't want to win. You guys don't want to win, and that's a dumb idea. We can't get the prices down, but you want to pay for these guys to get here. And you do that because you're not thinking. You're not thinking on any level at all. You're not thinking practically. You're not thinking what's in your best interest politically. You're not thinking at all. You're feeling. You're feeling. We're feeling now. We're not thinking, we're feeling. You know, we're feeling. And that's why, you know how many votes the Democrats use because you guys are feeling? You feel too much. I'm sorry. I'm not. And I have a big warm heart. Don't get me wrong. I'm not. You know, nursing a little lump of coal in my chest with some hate. I have a big heart, but I also have a big brain, and that brain tells me that like for example. What happened with immigration? The reason why we have this whole Brexit situation. Whose fault is that? If there was one person who had to take responsibility for that, who would you give the credit? I would give it to two people because they worked as a team. The Brexit. Who is most responsible for Brexit? Who? Who do you think? I'll make a case. And then some folks, I'm going to piss off the rest of the folks that were on the left center that just, they can't believe that I would say this about this man, about this good man, that just encouraged Europe just to take a little bit more. The Republicans in Congress won't let him take 300,000, won't let him take 100,000, won't let him take 10,000. But the Europeans, you know, we can always do a little bit more. Why? Because a picture of a child washed up on the beach. He was wearing a red shirt and he was dead. And it touched the hearts of the European leaders. And now, finally, his and his special advisors, their dream could come to realization. You know, so this is what happened. Basically, because of this child washed up on the beach, every dude from the ages of 16 to 35 with a dream in his eye of economic advancement in the Middle East and North Africa, bow, they all made that trek. They're all sitting in that train station at Munich. And then you look at this picture and you see this picture. You just see a sea of dudes, not one single woman. Not one woman or child. All men. Not one single solitary female in this entire picture. This wide scope picture of all these people at this Munich train station. And not one single woman. Now tell me. Okay, yeah, if you really think, guys, I mean, if you think that's the way, if that's a good way forward, then be it by all means. But there's a dude somewhere in the Levant, in a temple somewhere in Jerusalem, not a temple, a mosque, he likes to brag because according to him, Arab men are more potent. Their seed is stronger. And they take pride in the fact that they are breeding out Europe. They have a conscious, so they make a boast about it. And with me, and I think all the intelligent life all throughout the galaxy that could be, and the universe, hypothetically, if they knew what was going on too. I pray they don't. I pray they don't see witness to this shit show down here. And so, as a result, pressure from the American administration and the European leaders in the EU in Brussels, they decided that they were going to reshuffle and just send these over here and these over here and just spread this population of men all throughout Europe. And then subsequently, when something happens, when one of these dudes does anything, it's printed and it's shared on Breitbart. And the folks get mad, and there's folks that do not want to leave the EU because they didn't want to. Yeah, that's not good for them financially. But they believe that they have the right to determine who comes into their borders. And they don't feel that Brussels should tell them how many people they should bring in. So therefore, who is to blame for Brexit? And if you have the brother's head, his face in your mind, don't get mad at me. Okay, this is the truth. Everybody needs to just the truth. I'm not here. I don't have a dog in this fight. I am just a witness to all of this. Because I believe that there is a father of mine in heaven, and that he has placed me in this position, and he's given me this autistic brain that had to figure out, you know, how to speak the English. Couldn't talk until I was 3. I was just a mess when I got here. But I've known him. He's been my father my entire life. And this is the truth. And I'm not a perfect man. I don't pretend to be. I wouldn't want to be a perfect man if that was an option. Trust me. Trust me. I'm not a fuddy-duddy. I 100 times 100. That's how real. 100 times 100 squared. You know. 100 times 100 with the exponent of 100. 100 times 100 to the power of 100. That's how real I am. And that's how real, you know, this is. This is a mess, and I know what's happening behind the scenes. They don't control everything, but they do kind of, they kind of bet on a few, they bet on every horse, and they kind of steer the horses in certain directions, and they're capable of so many things. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about the people that we don't even need to discuss. Just, I worry about them. Just let me worry about them. Okay? Let me worry about Luca. I'll worry about Luca. We don't even need to discuss them. We don't even need to. I'm just saying I'm on it. And that's all I can say about that. I know. Now I'm representing the public. I'm your champion behind the scenes. You can trust your bottom dollar on that. They blame the public for everything, just like Republicans blame the Democrats. It is just, when you just see all sides, it is just, you just want to leave, man. You just hope there's a spaceship of Jesus is coming back on a white horse to come get you. Get shot down by an F-22 Raptor. So I guess the technology did not evolve in heaven. I don't know how people believe some of the things that they do, but believe this. I know what I'm talking about. I cannot be bought. I will bring common sense to Washington, D.C., because right now it's fought and they tried to eradicate it like it's the bubonic plague. They just want to waste money. So my war on waste, my dream, my vision, it would be epic. And then that's not even saying that the money that we'd be saving all across the place, just the money everywhere. in the black budget community, the money that's allotted, the $500,000 in cash that, you know, can be delivered in a van full of duffel bags to some warlord in Afghanistan somewhere. I know, and I know that we can save the money. And then what can we do with that money once we budget our balance our budget, and once we get things in order, we find the perfect tax rate. We try to set about finding the most scientifically perfect tax rate. And we'll discuss this for a while. Once we do that, once we get everything in order, then we set up the tax rate. And then we can worry about spending all of this money that we are saving. Free child care. We can do that. I can get that from just the money I would cut from the military. They don't need $730 billion. And that's just if you count the black budget. I mean, yeah, they only need $900 billion to serve us and protect us, to keep us safe from terrorists. We would go back to the FISA Act of 1978, and I would, if I had the power to do it, I would try everything that I could to just strike down every single amendment that was made after 9/11. When they took advantage of the fear and the shock and just passed all of this shit that makes it illegal to do whatever they want to do. Most of it's about economic espionage, corporate maneuvering, information, buying information, privileged information, banking, or geopolitics. That's what we call it in certain circles. But here's the thing. I'm just the kid. I'm the kid that don't care. They can offer me all the money in the world for a cup of my sperm, and I would say no. I'm principled because my God is with me. I can't be bought. Why? Because nothing's going to separate me from my Father, if nothing else. And based on principle, I see a bright future and a new dawn. And I just have to keep the character to stay on that path. I need to express and articulate my vision to the public. And then we can try to figure out where to go from here. Or we can just let the shit fall apart and grow our own food. I don't know. I don't care at that point.